Hi, I'm Rodney.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
And we are the Whites. So we're going to start this off on our usual Sunday ritual of me wanting to play video games and Amanda wanting to do some sort of cleaning type chore.
Imagine that. I don't know about you all, but my husband loves to play video games. He gets up first thing in the morning, he gets on the Xbox, and he is at it. If I would let him, he'd be on there all day.
No, I wouldn't be all day, but...
Well, okay. That's his story. So, anyways, today I decided, you know, I've really had it with this basement, and I think we should tackle it. Just get down there and get it cleaned up. So, I knew it wasn't going to go over easy when I told him anyway. Well, guess what? It wasn't easy.
It was horrible.
And he had the worst attitude about it. I had to drag him down the stairs into the basement. He's got this awful attitude. And he starts slinging stuff everywhere.
But her idea of cleaning is pretty much telling me what needs to be moved and where it needs to be moved to. And then we'll grab the same box, move it four or five different times, and... So by that time, I'm already getting kind of pissed off, and yeah, I'm not a big fan of, you know, moving the same box six times.
Well, he's not a big fan of moving anything, so let's get that out of the way. Anyway, so we're down there, and you know, I don't know if your all's husband's like mine, but if I tell him, let's throw this away, well, guess where it goes? Sure doesn't make it to the trash. It makes it to the basement.
Well, it's hard to fit a huge box into a regular old trash can. I mean, so it's got to go somewhere, and you can't just throw it out on the road, you know, for people to drive over it and strew it all over town. So, I mean, it's got to go somewhere, so I might as well go in the garage.
Oh, but reminder, we do have big trash pickup and weekly trash pickup. But that's besides the point.
They
anyway,
come once
so
a
we're
month
down
if
there,
you're lucky.
And he, you know, I'm stacking boxes, he's slinging stuff. So I go and I'm having to unload some boxes to put some more stuff in a box that I'd already stacked on top of a box. Anyway, so I throw one down and you will never believe where it lands.
It landed right on my foot where I had to be wearing flip-flops. And so here I am with my whole foot exposed and she throws it right on my foot. So I get pissed and first thing I see is the pool stairs. So I the pool ladder, and then I throw it up against the wall. I had to walk out and get some air, and I'll, you know, it's a usual thing whenever me and her do it. No matter what we do together, somebody ends up getting hurt, and it's usually me.
Oh, no, because let's see, you know, you paid me back for that one. You got my finger. You smashed my finger in the trash can. It happened.
Well, you know, with all that aside, we're sitting there, you know, cleaning the garage, and then she takes a little shelf I had inside my toolbox out there to clean it up, and so she comes back in, and Sadie, our daughter's out there cleaning. I go out there, and she's spraying the dog. The dog is walling around in mud. We just gave a bath to yesterday, so I come back and I say, Amanda, the damn dog's covered in mud again, and then she's like, you know, blah 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 blah. So yeah, I mean, and giving this dog a bath is like pulling teeth.
I don't know about you all, but anytime you're trying to get something done, your kids are always trying to find something else to do, and ours just happened to be letting the dog play in the water. They had a good time.
Well, like I said, it was a good time at the expense of it being right there. I mean, all the whole yard is right there by, you know, the only bare spot in the yard, so.
But guess what? Our muddy dog is now squeaky clean. She had a nice, lovely bath.
After the biting and fighting.
2 days in a row.
And, yeah. 2 days. She's good for at least 6 months, I'd say.
Oh, goodness. So, to make the day even better, you know, we're done with that. And Rodney goes down to the Taco Bell to get us some tacos. Not a whole lot to pick from now since Taco Bell changed their menu. But, you know, we got our tacos. And so, while he's doing that and we're trying to get everything ready back to work and school tomorrow, I decide I'm going to paint my toes. So I cut them a little too short. They look like Fred Flintstone's head. It's terrible. So I decide maybe I'll take this fake fingernail and glue it to my big toe so it doesn't look so bad.
It was crazy. It's a big, huge fake fingernail. It goes on a thumb.
So anyway, this idea just goes from bad to worse. So I'm trying to get the super glue out on the nail to glue it to my toe, and it explodes in my hand. So now my wedding rings are glued to my hand.
Like I said, I mean, her and these fake fingernails and everything else, like I said, I thought it was a big, you know, somebody coming here with a big old thumbnail. And I looked at her and I said, what is this? She said, I tried to, you know, I was going to glue it to my toenail, and Lord have mercy.
And then I had to disclose that my wedding rings were glued together.
Yeah. And then in the process of all that, I tell her, I say, hey, you know, the nail polish remover should take away the super glue. So then she spills nail polish remover on our kitchen table. So I had, you know, we had to rush and try to get soap and water on that.
Yeah, it still took the varnish off.
Yeah, so yeah, that was a big no-go.
So I don't know about you all, but it seems like our ideas go from good to disaster quickly.
Real fast.
Real fast.
But I mean, it's fun. It's life.
And if you hear something in the background, it's our dog snoring.
Yeah, it's our dog snoring. It's, yeah.
Yeah. We're not tooting or snoring ourselves. It's her. She's tired from playing in the water.
She's had a big day. I think that's going to wrap it up.
All right. See you later.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. Bye.